Online shopping is easy and convenient, and the Gun Dealio smartphone app makes it inexpensive, too. Deals on guns, ammunition, holsters, optics, lasers, and more, available day and night. Load the Gun Dealio Apple or Android app today at GunDealio.com.
All right, lock and load. Let's talk about guns. I'm Tom Gresham. Of course, obviously, this is Gun Talk. You know what? We're pretty much open lines. If there's something you want to talk about, or if there's a range report you'd like to give us, a gun that you have purchased, a new one or an old one, doesn't matter. Maybe you pulled it off the consignment rack and you went, oh, this is cool. Look at this thing. Yeah, I've been tempted. Actually, I've been more than tempted. I bought a few like that. Got some good deals. You know, I guess you could say any gun that you think was a fair deal is a good deal. And I'm not a gun trader. I'm not a gun collector. I buy them to shoot them and have fun with them and don't sell a lot, although I've sold a few recently, only because I wanted to buy something else, other guns. It's just what we do, right? By the way, if you'd like to join us, 866-TALK-GUN. That'll get you in here. We have all these people buying guns now. Millions and millions of new gun owners over the last few months. NSSF, ATF numbers, 2 million guns sold in a month. It's crazy. The numbers are nuts. And we got all these new gun owners, and fortunately, a lot of them are deciding to get some training because, as I tell people, look, you know, buying a gun without training is like a youngster buying a car without any driver's ed. It's like, this is not a good situation. So what's going on in the training world these days with instructors? Well, we're very fortunate to be joined right now. Lisa Chow from Live Fire Instruction in Virginia joins us. Lisa, welcome. What is going on in the world of firearms instruction?
Hi, good evening. Thanks so much for having me on your show. I'm super excited. And there's lots and lots and lots happening in the training world. So Live Fire Instruction was founded 5 years ago. Uh-huh. And it was founded because I lost a job and got divorced in the same year. We call it the year from hell, but it was such a blessing in disguise, right?
It often is, isn't it? It's like, somebody just kicked me in the rear and made me do something that I hadn't planned on doing, but it sure turned out well.
I know. I went from selling private airplanes to running a firearms training company. Very, very different industries. But so I took some time off, and my friend called me up and said, come work for me at the range one day a week. And I said, okay, so I did. And there was no training happening. There wasn't a whole lot. There was some mm-hmm. outside groups that would come in once in a while. And from a business background, I'm like, there is a market here. Mm-hmm. So I started training one person at a time, and it just grew. The opportunity grew, and my phone started ringing because I'm a, you know, especially because I'm a female. Mm-hmm. Our business grew overnight. And now, like, we want to share that education and all those things that we learned for those 5 years, we want to pass on to up-and-coming or current instructors or people who want to scale their firearm training business. Yeah. That's what we're here to do. That's our goal for 2020, even through all this craziness going on mm-hmm. right now. We've been running full force teaching other instructors to run their own firearm instruction business and to do it part-time or full-time and to run with their passion and their dreams and to pass on training and legacy and heritage to the next generation.
Well, I'm looking at your website. It says your basic courses are sold out through August. Holy cow.
When I say my phone hasn't stopped ringing, it hasn't stopped ringing. 2 million guns in a month. People yeah. want training. So they got scared. They realized, oh, this is important to us. And now they're being really great people and reaching out for training. And we're teaching like 5 times a week full courses. And we have a staff of 5 that works with us, and everybody is just maxed out. If you're an instructor right now and your phone's not ringing off the hook, there's some adjustments that need to be made because this is such a wonderful season to be in.
Sure.
And, yeah, so, and somebody said, don't.
Let me ask you, because it sounds like you're really working with instructors, and I've been on a tear for 10 years, especially trying to get women to become firearms instructors. We need more female firearms instructors, but right now we just need more instructors across the board. So talk about that opportunity for people to become instructors these days.
Okay, well, there's the standard routes. There's lots of standard routes to go through to become a certified instructor. The NRA route, the USCCA route, law enforcement route. There's lots of routes, and there's lots of instructors out there. There's like 160,000 NRA instructors out there, but there aren't anybody that's active. And they're not active because they don't know how to run the business. They don't know how to start it, to run it, to put on classes, to get, get paid. They're scared. Oh, they're so bound by fear because it's something new they've never done before. So that's kind of where we come into play, to help people with the business side of firearm instruction to do what we do. Like, I don't want to work for corporate anymore. I want to be on my own time. And that was a big heart of mine, that I want to be in charge of my time. I want to pick my kid up, have dinner with her every day. I want to take her to school. And I did that by running my own business. But it's hard work. I busted my butt. And a lot of people do. And this is how to do that.
You know, it sounds like, I always talk about people who start independent bookstores because they are passionate about books. And they have that interest, but they don't know a darn thing about running a retail outlet. And so they tend to end up doing poorly. I mean, they love what they do, but they don't make much of a business of it. And you got to approach it as a business first, don't you?
Absolutely. And the good thing about the instruction business is you don't have to have any real estate. You don't have a lot of overhead. And a lot of people don't understand that. As long as you have solid range relationships, you're good, because you're going to run out of your basement, your garage, all the admin stuff, all the paperwork, the admin stuff, and you're going to do your teaching and your shooting at the local range with range relationships. So we talk about that in our e-course online. We have this wonderful e-course. It's about 10 hours long. It's 5 units. You walk through, and it talks to you about how to start, how to get rid of fear, making sure your vision comes true, how to offer course, get paid, how to repeat clients, how to grow clients from brand new shooters to tactical experts, and how to carry them along for years and build all those relationships are really important. So this is so important to us that we have to we have instructors. They need to run businesses. They need to get out and teach, not just have paperwork, but teach.
You're really you're a business coach as well as a firearms instructor.
Yeah, Mario, I really am. And it's such a passion of ours. You have to teach the next generation. And that comes from good instructors. And that's from good instructors having solid businesses.
All right, I'm looking at your website here. Am I reading this right, that the e-training, the online training for basically running your business as an instructor, is it $49.99, $50?
It's $50, because that's how passionate we are. We want you to do this. There's no excuses. This is 3 boxes of ammo. Are you kidding me?
Nothing.
I shoot that in 20 minutes. Like, come on.
I know.
Invest in your future. Invest into your grandkids. So we're not just about having a business, but we're about passing along a legacy. So when you're successful, your kids are successful, your grandkids are successful, you pass on that heritage of owning and being an entrepreneur and not working 9 to 5 and being stuck in traffic. We're traffic people. I don't know about you, but we can send traffic, go 20 miles for 90 minutes. That's just time in the toilet.
Well,
time
now,
is so precious,
Lisa,
to us.
I got to tell you now, I've been working for myself for a long, long, long time. I'm an entrepreneur, you know, and I've got a saying about that. An entrepreneur is somebody who will work 12 hours a day for herself so she doesn't have to work 8 hours a day for somebody else.
It's so true, because we love it. It's not work. Like, I get up.
It's true.
We spend time with kids and family, and then I pour out. Like, I make 50 phone calls a day calling clients and other instructors, because we have a custom consulting program that we run. They call me, they make appointments, they call, and we work through issues and we grow businesses. And we can get, if you start this course, we can get you up and running in a week for $50 to work towards your dream.
And the website is livefireinstruction.com.
Yes, livefireinstruction.com. And if you're really clever and you can remember, it's livefireinstruction.com/the business side of firearms. The business side of firearms. And it's an online course. You get a free guide with it. You get to go into a private Facebook group that with people on the same journey you are. You throw up questions. People come in and respond. They go live. We really push people. You know, I have a saying, there's a rubber band is useless unless it's stretched. And this course will stretch you to the next season of your life, and we're so proud of that.
Okay. The funny part is, you don't know this, but my two passions in life are guns and airplanes. So,
oh.
Yeah. Bonanzas, Barons, Cessnas, Pipers, Luscombs, Champs, it doesn't matter. I've had them all.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, there's just something about all that. Well, this is terrific. I'm excited about what you're doing, making people more successful, making it possible for more firearms instructors to teach more people. Because, and I always tell people, look, the number one responsibility, the obligation that a business person has to his or her customers is to make a profit. Because if you don't make a profit, you cannot keep providing the service or the goods. So you got to know how to run a business. You have to know how to make a profit so that you can continue to be a good instructor. So I applaud what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And people want to throw 2020 away as a redo year or kind of erase it because it's been rough for everybody. Mm-hmm. But this is a wake-up call. Don't throw the year away that woke you up.
I like it.
Yeah. And this is an amazing season for people to start fresh and start new. And you have already have clientele waiting, just knocking, begging to give you funds so you can give them solid training. And not just one time, over and over and over
right.
again.
And the other thing is, I'm just going to say this, because and you might even save a life out there. Lisa, thank you so much. I'm going to give that website again. It's livefireinstruction.com. I wish you all the success in the world.
Oh, thank you so much for your time, and bless you, and we'll talk soon.
All right, you take care. 866-TALK-GUN. That's pretty cool. Is this the year that you might just go ahead, do the instructor thing, become an instructor? And if you do, and if you are an instructor, here's a place where you can learn how to run your business, which is an important deal. All right, so what's on your agenda for 2020? No, it's not a wash. It's not a terrible year. Been an interesting year. That old Chinese curse, right? 866-TALK-GUN.
For 25 years, Crimson Trace has led the industry in laser and light technology and customer service. Now, Crimson Trace is proud to offer electronic sights and rifle scopes for tactical, target, and hunting applications with the same Crimson Trace offer of free batteries for life on all products. The new rifle scope line is also backed by an unconditional lifetime warranty from the brand that you have trusted for over two decades. Find out more at CrimsonTrace.com.
This land, once wild and free, fades now from our memory. But I remember what it was like, what we were like, what we are capable of when we band together. Perhaps more than any other landscape, wetlands embody the life-giving abundance that nature has to offer. And perhaps more than any other organization, Ducks Unlimited is working to ensure that our continent's wetlands not only survive, but thrive for generations well beyond this one. These natural wonders are where waterfowl begin their cycle of life, where the deer and the antelope play, and where we, the people, gather together to see and share what makes the outdoors so great. The time is now to band together with organizations like Ducks Unlimited. The time is now to rescue our wetlands.
It's America's favorite 22 rifle. No matter how, where, or what you like to shoot, there's a Ruger 10/22 for you. From the carbine to the incredible takedown models, the tactical and target versions, all Ruger 10/22 models have the legendary action and detachable 10-round rotary magazine. Whether you're hunting squirrels or tin cans, there's a lifetime of fun in every Ruger 10/22 rifle. See them all at Ruger.com. That's Ruger.com.
All right, back with you, 866-TALK-GUN. You know, I was talking about this story a little bit earlier, about this Texas trooper who reached into his own wallet, pulled out a card, and paid for $600 worth of tires for this woman. She turns out she's 92. I said 93. I found the story. KHOU television has the story. Texas DPS trooper Drew Stoner. I wanted to make sure we got his name out there because he deserves the credit. He says, I'm thinking, what if she goes out on the road and a tire goes out on her or kind of falls apart on her and she's on the side of the road? So the trooper, unbeknownst to this woman who says she cannot afford new tires, she's telling him, just fix the one tire. That's all I can afford. He just goes up to the counter and pays for a whole set of tires and leaves. Yeah. People with badges, I'm telling you know. Look, people are people, and there's a whole range in every group, but by and large, this is what you get. The cops I know have been, yes, they know how to be hard when they have to be, but they're there to help people, and we sure appreciate that. That is a great story. That's DPS, Texas DPS Trooper Drew Stoner. I have a friend, it's a similar story, but it's kind of makes me crazy, makes me sad. I have a friend who was, I talked to a few days ago. He lives in California. He was on his way to work. He said, well, actually, I'm not going to work. I'm going to Starbucks. I said, okay. I'm thinking, okay, he's going to get a Starbucks. He said, no, I'm going to go buy about 20 gift cards for Starbucks. I said, oh. I'm thinking, oh, he's going to get them for his employees. He goes, no, I'm then going to take them to the local police department. I said, well, that is so cool. He says, yeah, the only problem is, he says, I have to give it to them anonymously. I don't want them to link this to my business. He's not in the firearms business. I said, what's up? He said, well, he says, we have the cancel culture going on. He says, if word got out that we were supporting the police, we could lose half our business in the course of a few days. With, it's California, remember. Isn't that sad that you're supporting the police, you're giving them just gift cards for coffee, and there would be people who would organize using social media, the social media warriors, to shut down your business, to harm you, to put you out of business, to take away your source of income? Well, I mean, I guess why should I be surprised these social warriors are out there burning down buildings? Breaking out car windows, dragging people out of their cars. Yeah, not me. There better be more of you than I have ammo. People go, you can't say that, Tommy. Yes, I can. If you want to break out my car window and drag me out of the car, there better be more of you than I have cartridges. Because I am not going to let that happen. Just saying. Neil is in Needles, California on 3. Hello, Neil. Welcome to Gun Talk. Let's talk suppressors.
Hey, buddy. How you doing? It's nice to talk to you. The gentleman you were talking to a little while ago about suppressors, silencers.
Uh-huh. Right.
I didn't catch where he was calling from, but where he is at, is it actually a year-long wait there or darn near to get a silencer?
Yes, it is. And here's why. When you buy a silencer, you have to apply for a tax stamp from the ATF. You cannot pick up your silencer from the store until you have received your tax stamp. And it is taking them about a year to process applications from
what
the ATF.
What state is that in?
No, that's federal. That's the entire country.
I know that. But But I know in Arizona, it doesn't take nearly that long.
Well, it may not. If you're doing electronics, sometimes it takes less, but it will take at least a number of months and sometimes as much as a year to get your tax stamp.
Yeah. Yeah, automatic weapons are on the shelf, and I love the fact that you can go in there and buy a fully automatic weapon in Arizona. You know, well, you got to do a little bit of weight, but...
Well, the same deal. No, wait. It's exactly the same deal. It's the same tax stamp, so it's going to take months, if not a year, to get the tax stamp back on your fully automatic firearm, too.
Yeah. Yep. And I have one more question for you, but it's not about guns, but you caught my ear when you said that you were really into aircraft.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about investing, and I want to know your opinion on the Icon A5.
Oh, the amphibious plane,
with retractable landing gear, and
they have a checkered past right now. They just had another one go in. It lost its prop and went in. I don't know if you saw that story. It was in the last week.
The
Icon is a fascinating plane. Amphibious is cool. You can take off from a runway. You can pull the gear up. You can land on water. That's all fun. With some of these planes of that type, I am a real believer in beware of low serial numbers. I'm not sure I would get involved in that one right now, but that's just me. A lot of people are, and it sure looks like fun. I mean, I have my seaplane rating, and landing on water is very cool.
I've actually been in one, and it was just a real kick. We took off from a runway. We landed in the water. This one also had the option, the ballistic parachute on it, though, in case something went wrong. Maybe the one that went down didn't pay the extra money for that parachute.
No, they had the parachute, and I think I think there may be even be a report of the parachute going up through the prop. And so that's I haven't seen the NTSB report on that. It's too early. But you might do some reading about some of the accidents with the Icon A5. It may turn out to be good. It may be that this is teething pains of a new design. I don't know. But there's enough going on there to make me curious and cautious. It's kind of like, fortunately, with firearms, we don't have that issue pretty much. With new guns, pretty much just work. Although I did have a guy who just got a new Python in. It didn't have any sights on it. And they had a little issue. I think six of them got out of the factory. So we contacted Colt. They went, oh, good. Now we know where it is. So they sent in the sights and a whole bunch of other stuff. You know, if you let them make it right, almost all the gun companies will take care of you very well. 866-TALK-GUN. Well, clearly we'll talk about almost anything around here. Guns, airplanes. You know, I have a theory about that. It has to do mostly with guys. What do we do with our money? We turn money into noise. Think about it. Guns, airplanes, motorcycles, boats, trucks. It goes on and on. Yeah, we turn money into noise. That's just what we do. Hey, James is with us on line one. He's going through Texas right now. Hey, James, what'd you find?
Well, there's actually a little... goes back to a little backstory. Back 20 years ago, my wife was training to get her PI license, and I found her a little 6904 Smith 6904. She manually, pull the slide back easily.
Right.
So we're out first time, and she shoots, at 7 to 8 yards. She sees
Hey, James, you're dropping out there. Try that again, James. You dropped out there. I think we got a bad cell phone connection. You said she's seven yards or so. She's shooting. Pick it up there.
Yeah, see, there was a big horse fly on the target. I just put a fresh target up. And I said, shoot that fly. She lined up her sights and punched a hole. I walked down, and there's bug splatter around that 9mm hole.
Holy cow.
So I fell in love with that 6904, that third-generation Smith. And, of course, I couldn't have that... Yeah, that was spoken for. Hands off on that one. That was hers. And about 9 months ago, I'm in a sporting goods store in Victoria, Texas, and I walk by, and they've got a 6906 on their used rack.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't walk away, so I pick it up and paid them for it and took it home, and I look at this thing, Tom, I don't think it had never been shot. I mean, this thing was never fired.
Brand new.
Yeah,
those third-generation Smith & Wesson semi-autos did not get the respect that they deserved. Those were some really nice pistols.
Their trigger reset is beyond anything else I've ever shot. The reset is phenomenal. Anyway, I care. It's on my belt right now. And I had a guy, I stepped out to fuel up my truck yesterday, San Antonio, and a guy walks up and, hey, man. You know, and he starts talking about guns. You know, he saw mine, and he starts talking about guns. And I steered him in the right direction. He didn't know where to start. But I told him, you know, get in touch with the local indoor range and, you know, go get some lessons and rent some guns and, you know, find out, you know, find what he likes. I couldn't tell him. He said, what should I get? I don't know. You know, go rent some different guns and try them and see. So,
hey, James, anyway, how long have you been open carrying?
I don't normally open carry. I stepped out of my truck just to fuel up my truck, you know, right there at the pump. I didn't feel like putting my cover shirt on. Normally I conceal.
Right.
I just stepped out to the pump just to fuel up my truck is all. And he was on the other side of the pump island. So
sure.
But normally I conceal.
Very good.
But anyway, that was just a neat story about that Gen 3.
It really is. Those are really nice pistols. If you see one in a store, first you got to research and find out about all the Gen 3 Smith & Wessons. But that was a really nice series of semi-auto pistols. And a lot of them were picked up by police forces. They weren't used for very long, and then they got traded back. And so, like you say, a lot of them are out there that hadn't been shot very much. I do want to talk to Paul in Texarkana before our break here on 2. Hey, Paul, you're up. What's going on?
Hey, Mr. Tom, how you doing today?
I am good. Let's talk about police.
Hey, what I mentioned to your caller interviewer, you know, what I've noticed is, and I started getting this practice my own self, is when, you know, even if you're walking, it doesn't matter where you're at. If you're going to be, you know, entertained or, you know, stopped by a police officer, you've got to know that they don't know you from Adam, and their safety is a priority. It really is.
Sure. Yeah.
And not only is it a priority, it's that priority extends to all the other people that they protect. So what I do, like if I were to get pulled over, is I immediately get my wallet out. I set it in my lap. I make sure there's nothing in the glove box that I need to be reaching for, like my insurance and all that stuff. I get everything ready, and I put my two hands on the steering wheel where he can see them. And then if he asks me for something, I even tell them I'm going to take my right hand and if it's still in my pocket, get it out of my pocket or this, that, and the other. I tell them whether I have weapons or not. Because if you ain't got nothing to hide, you ain't got nothing to hide. But you surely should be prepared to speak with a police officer because they have specific ways that they can handle a situation. And there are specific things that they're going to look for to protect their own selves.
You know, Paul, you said something at the first of that I thought was very telling, and I think it's important for people to understand. You're going down the road, and you know that you are a good person. You have not committed a crime. You know, you give to the church. You know, you help little children, and you help little ladies across the street. But that officer doesn't know any of that. He just knows that you're a person. And so it's up to the interaction will kind of take care of that, but you don't go into it with a chip on your shoulder. I'll tell you what I do. I figure, oh, what the heck? He's just working. Why not just smile and say, hi, officer, how can I help you? And he said, well, you know, can I see your license registration? Sure, and same deal. Look, if it's in the glove compartment, it's in the glove compartment. Is it okay if I reach over there and get it out? He says, sure. And then he'll say, well, are there any weapons in the car? I go, yeah, in my case, yeah, pretty much everywhere. and then we have a conversation, but communication is so important. And I think you touched on that is I'm not going to do anything as a surprise. I understand that you don't know me and you deal with people on the vast spectrum from very good to the very bad. And right now you don't know where I am. And so the only smart thing for an officer to do is to assume this person could hurt me until I figure out this person's not going to hurt me. And I think what you're really saying is that each of us has a role to play in making sure we get through these encounters safely. Is that fair?
Yeah, definitely have a responsibility. You know, we don't know. The officer could have just easily may have had to look at someone scattered all over the road. I used to be a fireman. It happens, you know. You know, we don't know what they have personalized. We don't know what these people are dealing with.
Sure.
At work or beyond work, you know, and they are there for us, and we have to be heartfelt. And I want to end by saying this: if someone's been drinking, they have a gun in there that it's not theirs, not licensed, or whatever the case may be, if you don't do these things we're talking about, you're just going to make it worse.
Yeah, no matter what your situation is, just handle it. Like I say, communicate, try to take the stress and the surprise. It's that old deal of the Holiday Inn Express ad, you know, the best surprise is no surprise. No surprises here. If it's night, turn on the interior lights, roll down the windows. You know, yes, sir. How would you like to proceed? Do you have a gun? Yes, I do. Where is it? It's on my hip. There you go. There are a lot of ways to get through this. But, you know, starting off with a smile and just being pleasant is not a bad way to start the whole deal. 866-TALK-GUN. Be right back.
Introducing the all-new St. Victor from Springfield Armory. Our versatile line of battle-ready configurations designed for serious shooters and built on the rock-solid St. platform for unwavering reliability. Available in carbine-length rifle, SBR, and pistol configurations, each St. Victor is purpose-built and loaded with features to deliver ultimate performance under extreme conditions. The all-new St. Victor from Springfield Armory. Never a victim. Always the victor.
Mental health and guns. At Walk the Talk America, we are working with both the mental health community and the gun industry. Created by a gun industry veteran, Walk the Talk America seeks to raise awareness and create change through suicide prevention and firearm safety without legislation. We strive to eliminate the prejudice that firearms and mental health face. For more information and to support Walk the Talk America, please visit walkthetalkamerica.org.
When you round them up and count them, who has more to offer a cowboy than HSM ammunition? More calibers, more selection, both handgun and rifle. Each round crafted with a cowboy integrity and grit. Perfect for cowboy action and just plain old shooting. Plus, HSM is always affordable. From .32-20 Winchester to .45-70 Government, throw a big old chunk of lead out there. Hit the trail with cowboy loads from HSM. HSMammunition.com.
All right, back with the 866-TALK-GUN. Yeah, I'm sorry, Brett, if you're still listening, we couldn't quite get to you, but Brett was asking a question. It's an interesting one. We were talking about the delays involved for Class 3 things, NFA, National Firearms Act items, full auto guns and suppressors, short barrel rifles, short barrel shotguns, etc., where you have to get the federal tax stamp. It's a $200 stamp. And when you apply for it, it's going to take months before you get your approval, get your tax stamp back. And the question is, well, it's a background check. You already do a NICS check, and they do that in a matter of minutes. My impression, my understanding is that it's a much more involved background check when you do the federal firearms, National Firearms Act items. And that being the case, in some states right now, there's an exemption. You don't actually have to do the background check if you have a concealed carry permit. So in those states, for example, you go in, you buy a gun, you fill out the 4473 form, and you show them your concealed carry permit, and now they don't even have to call it in to the FBI because the background check that was done for you to get your permit takes care of that. It suffices. That does not hold true for NFA items. So if you are a NICS check exempt person, if you have the carry permit and you're in a state that has that, that is not going to apply when you buy your NFA item. So it's going to be the same deal. You're going to fill out the paperwork, send it in, and then just don't think about it for a while. And I, actually, we were talking off the air and, you know, thinking, okay, if you're going to go in and buy one and you're going to have to wait maybe a year, I'm going to go ahead and buy two. Get one for your rifles and then a 22 rimfire one for your 22 pistols and rifles. I mean, I would go ahead and just do two of them, so it's the same year wait either way. Hey, Paul's with us on line three out of Florida. Hey, Paul, you're up. Talk to me about a holster.
Yeah, I thought you'd like a range report on a holster. It's sure. A DeSantis Nemesis for okay. J-frames. Fit right in okay. the front pocket.
So it's a pocket holster.
Exactly. I don't think people appreciate pocket carry as much as they ought to. But I've carried a Smith & Wesson 642 in my front pocket now for about 12, 14 years. But okay. every time a daughter, a stepdaughter, a daughter-in-law, or somebody says, I got my concealed carry permit, I reach in my pocket and I give them what I'm carrying. And I did that recently, and I know the argument about giving young ladies J-frames, but I think it's kind of like a passing from generation to generation.
So you're actually giving away guns?
To the next generation, yes.
Cool. I mean, I have no problem, especially if they learn to shoot it well. And you know the drill. Look, snubbies are more challenging. They require more of the shooter. They're not as easy to shoot as a full-frame gun, but they're a lot easier to carry. So there's your compromise.
Much easier to carry. But the problem is, after, like every other time, after I gave this 642 away, I instantly started going, now I need another. And I got one pretty quick. They're not that hard to find. But then I go, I want the same holster I had before.
Okay.
And I had to go from store to store, and I finally got it. It's the DeSantis Nemesis. And what I like about it is, unlike some of the others, which are thin material, mm-hmm. this has a depth to it, which makes it sit in the pocket better. Okay. And then it also has a little thing that sticks out the side, which keeps it from flopping around, so it's always in the same right position
okay.
like it ought to be.
Right. Now, do you go right or left pocket? Are you right or left-handed?
Right-handed, and I have it in my right pocket.
So you don't have your car keys or anything else in that pocket, just the pistol, the revolver?
Yep, that would be an unsafe practice if there was
yes,
anything else in that pocket, even lint.
Yeah, I mean, not a chapstick, not anything in there. So here's a question for you. Have you tried drawing from your front pocket holster while you are moving, or maybe even like when you're running?
Well, anybody, but I have been an Uber and a Lyft driver, and that problem has presented itself. And I think I sent you a note on this, but I finally decided that for me, the best way to handle draw while sitting in a car and engaging somebody else who's in the car and might be fighting me is to have something else in a cargo pocket on my left side so I can fight off the threat with my right hand and draw with my left from something which is accessible while I'm still sitting.
Makes
it's
sense.
Easier to get to than an ankle holster, and it's easier to get to than opening a shirt. In fact, if I see a threat evolving, I can open that pocket holster and have the sucker ready.
There you go. You've thought this thing through. You've got a system with a backup system. I appreciate you passing that along, and we'll make note of the DeSantis Nemesis holster, pocket holster for your J-frame. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Hey, Richard, don't go anywhere. We're going to get to you when we come back on the backside of this break. If you'd like to join us, if there's a gun that you want to tell me about, or maybe you're just curious about what's the best way to carry. A lot of people are new to concealed carry. They're still trying to figure out the systems. Well, I'll help you with that. Just tell me kind of what your system or your situation is. Man, woman, tall, short, what kind of clothes you wear? We'll kind of figure out a system for you. 866-TALK-GUN or call me at Tom Talk Gun. Don't forget to check us out at guntalk.com and shopguntalk.com, where we have hats, DVDs, and a lot of other cool things. That's shopguntalk.com. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. All right, back with you. 866-TALK-GUN gets you in. Richard's called in from Lake Isabella, California. Hey, Richard, you're up. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm glad to hear you on these program, because there was a gentleman last week that called in about downloading his rifle. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing that for many years, and I have a lot of experience in what to do and what not to do.
Right.
And I use the same rifle for everything, for rabbits or deer. It doesn't matter. I download for rabbits, and then I use full power ammo when I hunt with it. But the secret to it is, because I use fast burning powders, Unique or 2400, something like that.
Right.
I just put in enough to shoot maybe 100 yards, so I can shoot rabbits with it and small game.
Uh-huh.
And because I'm 80 years old anyway, and I can't take the recoil anymore.
What caliber are we talking about?
30-06.
Okay. Are you using some kind of a filler material to keep that powder back by the primer?
Exactly. A Dacron or Copac or something like that. The pillow stuffing?
Right.
Yeah. And it kind of looks funny when you go out to the range. It looks like you're shooting feathers out of the end of your barrel.
let me explain to people what we're talking about. Because if you take a whole 30-06 case, it's a big case, and you're going to start to put something like, I don't know, 5 grains of Unique. It's just this tiny little dash of powder almost. You don't want it slopping around all inside of this big case. You want it to all be against the primer because there's a thing that can happen when the primer goes off. If it basically blows all of the gunpowder, the propellant, like into the air inside of the case, instead of burning progressively like it's designed to do, it can all go off at once. And you can have this thing called SSI, secondary explosion, basically.
Yes.
And you can actually blow it. They can't really reproduce it well in the labs, but they know what happens. And that's why we put filler material to keep that powder back by the primer to ensure that you get progressive burning, right?
Yes, and if you're walking with that rifle and you have it the muzzle pointed down, which I do all the time, and all that powder goes up to where the bullet is, and you go to fire the rifle, and the primer will ignite that powder, and it's way up front by the bullet, and it will blow powder out all over your face.
Oh, geez. Well, yeah, and this is, and look, I appreciate that. I got to keep rolling, but I appreciate the call. It's why that you really need to study this stuff, and you get loading manuals. If you're going to be a reloader, I suggest you own several loading manuals. Read up on this stuff. Become a student of it. It's not inherently dangerous, but there are things that you could do where you could get yourself in trouble with reloading, okay? So just, you know, it's kind of a deal there. Let's see. Real quick, Tony's in Jackson, North Carolina, line one. He just bought something. What'd you get, Tony? Hey, Tony, you there? Shoot. Tony just picked up a tactical shotgun, it says here, at Academy Sports. Very cool. If you have a shotgun for home defense, a tactical shotgun, I'm going to suggest you go find a shotgun class. I know you think, well, what's to learn? It's a shotgun. You just stick it out there in the room. Yeah, I know. If you think that, you need a class because you don't understand. It's a versatile tool, but you got to know how to load it, how to run it, sight saddle ammo on the side of it. How to switch and why to switch from slugs to buckshot, maybe even birdshot. I know it drives people crazy when I say that. It's an incredibly good tool, but you need sights on it. And so a really good shotgun class is the way to go. All right, we're about to launch into the after show. You could be a part of that. Call me right now at 866-TALK-GUN. It's tons of fun, and we kind of run all over the place in the after show. Be sure to listen to that. However you get your favorite podcast. In the meantime, be safe. Check your six. We'll be here next week.